In this corner of the gallery is the Orrery collection, formed by the Earl of Orrery in the late 17th and early 18th century and preserved in the Oxford College of Christchurch. It's the earliest known English example of a collection of scientific instruments, a practice that was to become popular in the 18th century. The Earl's collection ranges from traditional mathematical instruments, such as the very fine armillary spheres, to new optical instruments such as microscopes and telescopes. The optical instruments are very up-to-date, with a beautiful compound microscope by John Marshall and a very early reflecting telescope, the earliest surviving Gregorian reflector. Some instruments ought to be for practical purposes, such as the theodolite and plane table for surveying, but they show little sign of use. It seems that this collection was intended to be more of an ornament for the owner than a toolkit. To demonstrate its owner's cultured interest in the natural world, it belonged more in a well-ordered library than a laboratory. In general, we can say that collections of instruments survive for very particular reasons, and we must be careful to remember this when visiting museums. Museums show you only what people have thought worth keeping for very different reasons. And this is never the whole story.